Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President?
Hi.
I hear it was terrific at El Paso.
We had good meetings, I thought. Pretty good.
Fantastic crowds, the way my people told it to me.
It was. On this,
patrol?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, fine.
It looks like intelligence out there doesn't look good.
That checklist is a shade. We almost didn't send it to you because I thought myself it was a shade blue. Not quite a balanced account. They're a little bit covering their flanks over in the agency and making sure that they are the ones who've given the gloomy news first.
Well,
I'd like to cut off your news.
What about this rumblings of another coup?
They have moved additional troops into Saigon. And there does appear to be a some kind of threat to Khan from the younger officers who protected him in the September affair, to the effect that he's got to clean out some of the deadwood by about the third week of October, I think it's the 25th of October, or else.
Isn't there some way we can make them, get them to move up the target date a little bit while we have to have all these troubles the last week?
Couldn't agree more. We have a standing telegram of instructions to Taylor that doesn't exactly put it in that form of a date, but makes the general proposition pretty clear. You coming back tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, yet? Coming back tomorrow night.
Because there will be one or two things that need to be settled before you go off to New England. We need to be standing by in the evening or ready for this morning.
All right. I think we better try to do it just before I get there. Any other news?
Just before you leave, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
I may be late tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll be ready Monday morning.
Anything else?
Nothing urgent, Mr. President. We've got, there is one decision that needs to be taken. I'm a little hesitant to talk about it on the phone, and that's whether, when you're in New England, you, or if not you, then Secretary of State should call attention to what we now estimate as a real possibility that the Chinese may do a nuclear test on their anniversary, which is the 1st of October.
Mm.
We've got some new evidence that suggests that they're awfully near.
Mm. What about this Republican Policy Committee meeting saying that we ought to give an explanation, challenging me to give an explanation of the delegation of nuclear authority?
Well, we haven't heard from our expeditionary force to Gettysburg, and it seems to me that that's so much more important than what that outfit would say, that we don't even pay any attention to that, depending on how the thing comes up out there. If I get anything on that, I'll get
it. What time is it up there now?
It's now 1:30 here, 1:20.
When did they go up?
They went up at 8:30, so we ought to be hearing this afternoon.
I'd call them. They're bound to be back. They flew up,
right,
didn't they?
I'll call McNamara and see what we've got.
Didn't they fly up?
Don't know how they went.
If it was 8:30, they ought to have been
through. Well, let me check it and I'll call you back.
9:30, that would be back home at 10 at the most. That sounded like bad news.
Well, let me find out.
All right.
I'll call you right back.
All right.